Carla Marinucci is not on vacation. She's here with us from California Playbook, Politico's California Playbook. Good morning, Carla.
Hey, good morning, Pat. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you, too. Is it the low gas prices that are prompting all of the road trips around California for politicians, Carla?
Oh, yeah. And I think, we've had President Trump tweeting about the low gas prices and saying he hopes they go even lower. Hey, we all hope they go lower. But the fact is, yeah, this weekend was a perfect example. The gas prices are low. They're not at a historic low here
right.
in California. But, you know, this is something the politicians love, the people love, and but don't expect this to last forever, Pat.
I don't think it will either, but I think Kamala Harris, who flew during part of her trip, but it is about crisscrossing the state for her and, of course, maintaining that high-profile public image as she talked about what she refuses to call the GOP health care plan. She says it's not
a
plan.
That's right. I mean, Kamala Harris was very busy this weekend. A lot of politicians were. I was out watching some of the campaigns this weekend. This was a perfect time for the politicians to meet the real people. Interestingly enough, a lot of the politicians, particularly some of the House members, didn't want to have town hall meetings, but that's another story. That goes to the health care. Kamala Harris is getting more and more attention, Pat. One of the stories this weekend calls her the next Barack Obama.
You know what? I think there are people in Hollywood who are starting to script this thing already and wondering about what casting possibilities there are, because there just seems to be sort of a meteoric, catapulting energy behind her.
No, you're absolutely right, and I think I have to say that I believe Kamala Harris's people are a little nervous about this. This is an awful lot of attention and spotlight on a brand new senator. Of course, Barack Obama was a brand new senator when he got the same kind of attention. But that was then and this is now. Kamala Harris is doing a lot to try and solidify her credentials out there. She was down in Los Angeles this weekend and in San Francisco talking to voters. She's in Fresno today. She's got a very busy agenda, and she's on social media. If you follow her on Twitter, she is very, very aggressive in terms of telling people to get out there and call their senators on the health care plan. You're absolutely right. She is trying to put herself forward, and she's been doing it very successfully in a lot of ways. The fact that she's been shushed twice on Capitol Hill by Republican male senators has made her somewhat of a heroine to a lot of women voters out there who say they've been mansplained a million times in their business meetings, similar to what Kamala Harris experienced on live national television. So she's somebody to watch. There's no question about it. But the question is, she's under a lot of pressure to be really a big star really fast, and that's a bad combination when you're on Capitol Hill.
Some people say that being in the midst of that particular rocket's red glare, could burn out super quickly, and that's something that certainly Kamala Harris or her supporters do not want to see happen.
Yeah, exactly right. And part of the issue is the Democrats are casting about for somebody to go up against Donald Trump in 2020. You can't beat somebody with nobody.
Yeah.
And right now there's nobody. So they're looking around, and Kamala Harris checks off a lot of the boxes, except on the experience level here there on Capitol Hill. We'll see how she does. But people don't doubt that in the future she may have a presidential run in her. Whether it's in 2020, though, is another question.
Yeah, that's certainly right around the corner. Carla, what do you make, and this is not a new conversation, about the health of our Democratic and Republican parties? It's been discussed for decades and decades. There seems to be some new vim and vigor about the possibility of people, re-registering either as independents or whether it's possible that another party could finally emerge.
That is such a good question, Pat, because, we know voters in California more and more are registering as declined to state. They don't want to be part of the two major parties. There's a lot of angst and anger at both parties at the national level as well. And we have a story in our playbook today about two Silicon Valley billionaires wanting to reinvent the Democratic Party.
Oh.
They're saying that you got to vote for a president you're truly excited about. They're tired of sort of the party establishment picking the candidate, as happened last time around with Hillary Clinton. We may see in the Democratic Party more efforts like that. Efforts to let the grassroots have more of a say. But part of the issue, as we know, with both parties, and one of the reasons that so many voters are upset and more going toward the independent lane, is the amount of money, big money in politics. And people are fed up with that as well, the big corporations being able to donate millions and millions anonymously through super PACs. This has really had a tremendous effect on politics and on people's views of it. So we may see efforts, as we're seeing out of Silicon Valley today, to change the way these parties operate and to change the voices and how average folks get a voice in the parties. But it is politics, Pat,
yep.
And it is money, and
yep.
That's going to be a very big lift.
Well, it kind of makes you wonder, can Claire Underwood be far behind?
You two are hooked on. I haven't made my way through the series yet.
We're talking about House of Cards. Okay, well, then I'm not giving anything else away then, Carla. Hey, thanks so much for being with us this morning. We always appreciate it.
Always good to be with you, Pat.
That's okay. Carla Marinucci from Politico's California Playbook.